But first this hour, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake is threatening to derail President Trump's judicial nominees. He says he won't vote to advance them out of the Judiciary Committee or vote for them on the Senate floor unless Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell allows a floor vote on a bill to shield Special Counsel Robert Mueller and the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Mark Joseph Stern covers courts and the law for Slate and joins us from Washington, D.C. Hello, Mark.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
Well, thank you for being here. I guess the big question here is how much leverage does Flake actually have in this situation?
So Flake actually has an extraordinary amount of leverage, although he's only really choosing to use it now. The Senate Judiciary Committee has to vote these nominees out of the committee onto the Senate floor before they can be confirmed. Flake is the swing vote on that committee. He demonstrated this during the Kavanaugh hearings when he held off the confirmation essentially for a week with the demand that the FBI further investigate claims of sexual misconduct. If he so chooses, he can pretty much stop progress on the committee by voting with Democrats to block reports to the Senate floor. So he really does have a very powerful lever here to pull, and now he has decided as his term comes to a close, he's going to pull it.
Now, Senator McConnell has basically said no thanks to this bill in the past, saying he doesn't think it's needed, doesn't think the Mueller investigation is in any jeopardy. Is there any reason to believe that his opinion has changed on that?
Well, his opinion on the bill may not have changed, but his opinion on judges also hasn't changed. And McConnell has made clear that he prioritizes judicial confirmations over virtually everything else. He is very effective at getting these judges through the Senate process quickly and placing them on the courts for lifetime tenure. This is what keeps Trump's base in line. This is what keeps sort of Trump skeptic conservatives supporting the president. And if that dries up, if that stops, and all of these nominees have to basically wait indefinitely, or at least until the next Congress, McConnell is not going to be pleased. So I think this maneuver on Flake's part may actually cause McConnell to reconsider his opposition to the bill and say, you know what, this is maybe a small price to pay to install dozens more judges on the federal courts for life.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you to sort of look in your crystal ball and see how this all ends, because it seems like there are a couple of options. Either these judges don't get confirmed and there's just sort of a stalemate in the Senate, or the judges can go through and there can be a vote on this bill dealing with the special counsel. But that also raises the question of whether the House would approve it or whether the president would sign it.
This is not all in Flake's hands. There are many other hoops that Democrats have to jump through to get this bill through. I think Senate confirmation would create some momentum or Senate passage for the bill. In going into the House, where there are a number of moderate Republicans, many of them just lost their seats. They don't have very much to lose by supporting this bill. I think it could make it through the House, but I really doubt that President Trump would sign it. He just tweeted again today that he does not support the Mueller investigation. He thinks it's illegal. He thinks it's absurd. And so it seems like you'd have to have a Congress not only willing to pass this bill, but willing to override the president's potential veto of the bill. I don't see the votes there for that in the Senate or in the House, and I doubt Flake does either. So that may turn this into more of a moral adventure than an actual really smart move because, again, President Trump can just veto it.
Sure. All right. That's Mark Joseph Stern. He covers courts and the law for Slate, talking about Senator Flake's demand to have a floor vote on a bill protecting Robert Mueller and the special counsel investigation. Otherwise, he will not vote to confirm Trump appointees to the court. Mark, thanks a lot for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me on.